Today is January the 12th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and this school year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus the Christ from the book of Matthew. But before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, beautiful creator, the designer and everlasting faithful one, so gracious and generous, the hope of all education, internal and the judge. You are the keeper of our souls and the Lord of life itself, majestic and the name above all names, the only wise God, so pure and powerful. You quicken us to that which we really need to do. You are the God of all our resources and the stability of our times, the truth and the life and the way. You are understanding and the voice we long to hear. You are the way and the life and the truth, the expert in education, the one we say yes to, and the zenith over all that we need. O Lord God, we come before you today, praising you for what you have done for us, are doing for us, and will do for us. Well, we need help, Lord. Thank you for being there with us today in this school day. Let us be kind and gentle. Let us be faithful and use self-control and to be ambassadors for Jesus the Christ. Lord, we ask you for all of this in the perfect and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're in Matthew 15, verse 24. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? A Canaanite woman from Tyre and Sidon came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And the disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "The word of God, Matthew 15, verse 24, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The word of God, Matthew 15, verse 24. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play an excerpt of a song, and then I'll come back and read the lyrics. Today I have chosen "Here's My Heart, Lord" by Passion. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed. I am free. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause you are strong. You are sure. You are life. You endure. You are good, always true. You are light breaking through. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. You are more than enough. You are here. You are love. You are hope. You are grace. You're all I have. You're everything. Here's my life, Lord. Speak what is true. And that was Here's My Heart, Lord, by Crowder in Passion. Thank you, my friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ in this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray together. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every day, and we base it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying that the message of Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech, is felt by our students and colleagues. Now, if you have never heard that speech, I encourage you to listen to the whole 17 minutes. It's an unbelievable oratory of the mastery of the English language. And I have it available on my Around the Word in 180 Days site. So if you go to aw180days.com, it's an incredible piece to have your students listen to. There's some images and visuals, but it's primarily something to listen to. And the transcript's available for you, too. It makes an amazing lesson. So even though you don't have time for it today, you can make time for it Tuesday or Wednesday. It's timeless. And then even next month through Black History Month. So it will be available up on my website through March. So today, don't forget, my friends, we're going to be praying exactly at 1:16 p.m. When your alarm goes off, just smile and know you are not alone. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals, and we are in his third series called Fields of Faith. Today's devotional is called The Educator's Lord's Prayer. The scripture that he chose is Matthew 6, verse 9, Our Father in Heaven. Farah is a first grade teacher in Highland ISD, a small poverty-stricken school district in West Virginia. She is a master reading teacher and is able to relate her instruction to the real world and the needs of her students. Farah is also the master's teacher. She facilitates a faculty prayer group, which has met after school every week for 15 years. She helps participating staff members by relating esoteric biblical concepts to the simple, practical, real world of education. God has called her to paraphrase some of the scriptures found in the Bible to relate to educators. She shares them as devotionals at some of their meetings. The following is an interpretation and application of the Lord's Prayer, which God gave her to share. Our Father in heaven, you are so holy. Your kingdom comes to schools. Today, may your will be done in every school, as it is in heaven. Give us the discipline to be in your presence all day today, to listen to your instructions, and successfully complete the many challenging assignments you are giving us. Help us complete our homework after the school day is done, which is to truly love and serve our own families. Give us today our daily creative, exciting, and finely crafted lessons, which we are to share with students. Give us the energy, enthusiasm, and perseverance to present these lessons throughout the entire day. Forgive us for having so many priorities higher than serving you on this job. Forgive us for the many times we have leaned on our own understanding, not acknowledging you, not giving you the glory or thanks for success, not inquiring of you or asking for help, and having put our hope and trust in something or someone other than you. Help us forgive each other. Help us forgive the students and parents who hurt us, and one another because of the exact same issues. Lead us all away from the temptation to continue doing these things. Deliver us, the students we serve, and their parents from all these evils. All the schools are yours and a part of your kingdom. Demonstrate your power and glory in your schools forever and ever. Amen. And that was our daily devotional today, written by Don Clark. And the final thing we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from Frank Zappa. So many books, so little time. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, I would love to remind you of the passage that we read, the red letter words of Jesus today. We're from Matthew 15, verse 24. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Almighty God, our great Father and Lord, we come before you because of Jesus. Thank you for his amazing words. Thank you how he just pierces our hearts. Thank you how he cleans it up and preserves us. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do for us. We are eternally grateful, and we want to display your love today in our schools. We ask you to help us, to show us the way, and we give you our hearts, Lord. Speak the truth. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for all of this. In the amazing name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Tuesday, because of Martin Luther King Day, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.